Shalom Aleichem for Shabbat Bechukotai. Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 9 of Sotah. We began chapter 9 yesterday. We are in the second Mishnah about Egla Arufa. And this is the famous and tragic ritual described in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 21, where they found a murdered body and they don't know who it is and they don't know who committed this crime. So chapter 9, Mishnah 2, Nimtza Tamun Begol. What if they find the corpse was buried under stones? O talui the ilan, or it was hanging from a tree? O tzafo pnei amayim, or it's floating on water? Lo hayu orfin, they do not use the calf and decapitate a calf for this murder, shenemar, because the verse actually says, be'adama, on the earth. Velo tamun begal, this excludes one that's covered with a pile of rocks. Nofil, it's fallen. Velo talui be'ilan, not a body, God forbid, hanging from the tree. Besode, on the field. Velo tzafo pnei amayim, not floating on a body of water. Nimtza samuch lasvar, now if they found the body right by the border of Eretz Yisrael, and there are, you understand, pagan, violent, warlike nations on the border, something which we are unfortunately familiar with today. Aula eir sheruba nochrim, or they find it in Eretz Yisrael, but next to a city which is mostly pagans, idolaters, known to spill blood, or near a Jewish city, but one that has no court, a court large enough to try a capital case. So lo haya orfin, they would not bring the Egla Arufa ritual. In the first two cases, it's because the pasuk says motza, when it's found sort of by surprise, not a place where unfortunately it's common to find victims of a murder, you know, by near the pagans, the idolaters, the Hamasniks, and the like, God forbid, lo aleinu. And the third case, where there's no local court, they would actually measure to the closest court. But you do understand that a city with no Jewish court empowered to try capital crimes, they might actually have more serious crimes because there's less deterrent. As the Mishnah explains, ein modedin, we don't measure from the corpse to the town, elam ir sheyesh ba beitin. Unless it's a city that actually has a court of 23 judges that could, in theory, try a capital case, a murder case. What about Nimsa Mechuvan Ben Shtei Ayarut? What if it's found right smack dab in between two such cities? So in this case, Shtehen, both of the cities, Meviot Shtei Agalot, they both bring together two calves, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Now, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's possible to measure with a lot of precision and say, wow, it's smack dab in the middle, so both cities are the closest and both are obligated. The other sages disagree that it's possible to be so very precise, so they say that the two cities would get together, pool their assets, and bring one Egla Arufa and sort of in a quasi-partnership and say whoever's the real closest city is the one that this counts for. And finally, Ve'ein Yerushalayim via Egla Arufa. Yerushalayim never brings an Egla Arufa. It would be the next closest city to Yerushalayim would actually do the ceremony. And the Bartner here brings an explanation. Dichsiv, the pasuk says in Devarim chapter 21, Be'odama asher Hashem elokecha no ten lucho nachal al rishta, on the ground that Hashem, your God, has given you as an inheritance to inherit. Prat Yerushalayim, this actually excludes Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, shlo nitchol kalishvatim. The city of Yerushalayim is not divided amongst the tribes as a nochala, as an inheritance. It's sort of a city that's really is for all of the tribes and for all of the Jewish people. So Yerushalayim really has a special status. It's for every single Jewish person. It's like an international city in the good way. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Nimtza roshu b'makom echad. They find the head of the victim in one place, v'gufu makom acher. But nebuch, the body, is somewhere else. So heads are going to roll over this problem. Molichi narosh etzel haguf. They bring the head back to the body, Divri Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Akiva disagrees. He says, a goof etzel rosh. Says, no, you leave the head where it is, and you schlep the body to the head, and you measure from that point. The Rav Bart Nura brings from the Gemara about the forensic science behind both of these. If you're a crime scene investigator, you should really check out this Bart Nura. Yishar kochachem, Shabbat shalom, good Shabbos.